Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Larry Bluestein, Danny G, taking you up until 10 o'clock this evening. We thank you so much for joining us. Good guest list this evening. Not only that, thanks so much to Ennio Yapur, the Miami New Orleans quarterback, for opening it up with us this evening. Now we turn our attention to something that we've been talking about since the beginning of the program, University of Miami. The Hurricanes are underway in their spring practice. A lot of questions still to be answered, but certainly a lot of things happen in the offseason. And Gabby Arrudia from 247 Sports was right on top of it, as he always is. He's kind enough to join us. Gabby, not an easy off season for you. I mean, new baby, having to follow Miami on a daily basis with all the things, playing the waiting game for coordinators and assistant coaches. It's kind of worn you out, huh?
Oh yeah, I mean it's definitely been an exciting season. But grateful to be in a. To have the opportunity to do this for a living. So definitely, not complaining about, all this stuff. Absolutely love it.
Well, we got, the first go was trying to find ourselves coordinators. And I know that everybody guessed every single person in the world except the two guys that got it.
Right.
You take a look, first of all, on the defensive side. And, and Coach Guidry, you're getting a guy with a lot of fire, a lot of experience, somebody who's been more of a Mario Cristobal type of guy, a guy that's going to burn the midnight oil. He's going to be in kids' faces. He's going to keep the enthusiasm. Talk about that hire.
Yeah, I love the Lance Guidry hire, just kind of being introduced to him, at least from a media perspective the other day. He definitely seems like a guy who fits what Mario Cristobal and these guys want to do. I mean, runs a versatile scheme as a guy that, has a ton of experience. Talks about how he's able to lean on that pass and being around the game for so long when it's time to make some of those, in-game adjustments. And, that's one of the things he hangs his hat on. I do think that, with this roster and, some of the talent that's already on it, I mean, he's definitely going to have some fun pieces to move around. And again, I think he's a really good fit, again, a guy that's getting his first crack at coaching at the Power Five level. I think he's, eager for his chance to get a hold of this group. And again, I know, reviews coming out of around the program have been really, really positive around Lance Guidry and, just really the mood that he even brings around the building, on a day-to-day basis. I think he's kind of I think he just kind of, renews the energy around the program, around that defense. And, I think there's a lot of reasons to be excited about that.
And assistant coaches on the defensive side, Coach Adai comes back in the secondary. We have a new coach in Nicholson at linebacker. And also, here's Jason Taylor, who comes aboard. All three guys are, wherever you look, and they're guys who are difference makers. Somebody who is going to fit in, with somebody like a Coach Guidry, who's, like we said, there's a fire, a detail type of guy. Talk about the hires Miami made on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, we could start with Jason Taylor, right? I mean, Gold Jacket, has a bust up in Canton. I mean, those are characteristics that carry over into any sort of environment. Especially me being so recruiting centric. I mean, how do you? I don't know if you're going to find a better resume, for a defensive line coach anywhere in the country. Jason Taylor, I thought, was an absolute home run. The fact that they were able to keep him on staff, Coach Guidry, just the other day said that he's a future defensive coordinator, like either at the Power Five level or maybe even in the league, in the NFL. I think that's right. The way that people truly feel about him, and his feeling as a coach. I mean, he's brilliant. He's awesome. And the fact that, he's here at Miami, I think is honestly a blessing for this staff. I honestly think that might be the best overall hire that Mario Cristobal is able to make, just because of, everything that I believe he brings. Derek Nicholson, I mean, a guy that spent a lot of time at Louisville, had a cup of coffee with Scott Satterfield in Cincinnati when they made that transition. comes to Miami. I think he has a lot. Yeah, I think he has great recruiting chops. Again, you know, reviews coming out of him. You know, he's a guy that can definitely recruit at a high level, and some think is, you know, kind of a rising star in the coaching industry. So I think he's a great you know, hire at the linebacker. He's a young you know, guy, you know, kind of coming from Charlie Strong, and that's not a shot at Charlie Strong, but again, just someone that I think just, again, just brings a little bit more juice, you know, to the room and all of that. And then, you know, you mentioned Jamal Dye, you know, obviously not a new hire on that defensive side, but again, I think someone that, you know, has done a really good job with that secondary. I mean, Coach Cam Kitchens, an All-American, you know, the year before had Lewis Seen, who went in the first round, you know, with Georgia, coached, Antoine Whitfield Jr. up in Minnesota, also had a couple other guys at Minnesota that he recruited that, you know, competed at the combine, you know, last week. So I think Coach Dye is a really good, you know, developer of talent in that secondary as well. And again, I think, you know, that defensive room is really exciting.
No doubt. Gabby Arudia joining us. Covers the University of Miami and does it extremely well for 24/7 Sports. Moving to the offensive side, Shannon Dawson. An intriguing guy, somebody who is a wide-open type of coach when it comes to offense, but yet has always been known to utilize the players that he has in certain situations. And he comes to Miami with right now a stronger running game than he does a passing game, because Miami hasn't had a really proven wide receiver. He had a quarterback in TVD who was out a lot of last year. So he comes in where more of the experience is on with the running game, but yet he's been more of a passing-oriented offensive coordinator in his time. But he is a quarterback coach, which helps a lot. Talk about him.
Yeah, Shannon Dawson, I think, runs a – I think he runs a perfect offense for where Miami is at as a program right now. I think it's a really, nice blend between, you know, that quote unquote air raid, which again has evolved into, you know, many different variations depending on personnel and what people run and just how it's, again, just evolved over time. So he does have that sort of background, but he does value the run game, like you were saying, Larry. And again, we saw 2 years ago what Tyler Van Dyke looked like in one of those more maybe up tempo or spread type of offenses under Rhett Lashley. And I think Shannon Dawson gives you a little bit more of that, which again, I think is going to help Tyler Van Dyke really kind of come back to that, maybe that 2021 form where, you know, he put up ridiculous numbers. He was one of the best quarterbacks in the conference and, you know, well on his way to, you know, a really widely considered a potential first round pick. Obviously that didn't happen. And again, I think the hope with Shannon Dawson is that, you know, really it helps Tyler Van Dyke, you know, reemerge as one of those guys. And again, you know, as Tyler Van Dyke goes, so will this offense. And, you know, I think that they've set it up, you know, around in between, you know, refortifying that offensive line, you know, and all those types of things. The protection, I think, is so huge, you know, to help him kind of take those next steps. I mean, Shannon Dawson, again, that marriage between Mario Cristobal's, you know, ground and pound, you know, power spread and, you know, wanting to run the ball and be physical. And then, you know, again, the you know, I don't know, the sprinkles of Shannon Dawson's air raid, I think is going to be a really interesting marriage.
And two coaches that definitely can adapt to anything. Tim Harris Jr., the son of a great coach, somebody who's been around the game. And Kevin Beard, University of Miami Hurricane himself, Plantation High School graduate. Talk about the fit that those two bring in. And I think that's a great fit because both of them, you know, are open to basically anything that needs to be done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Kevin Beard coming from Toledo, right? I mean, that's kind of, you know, a pass-heavy offense. You know, they like, obviously, again, Jason Candle a little bit more balanced, but, again, runs a, you know, more open offense. I mean, that's something Kevin Beard is really familiar with. I also think he's a big-time recruiter, Larry. And, again, you probably know him significantly better than I do, or, you know, most people do. I mean, Kevin Beard, I think, has an incredible reputation, you know, here in Dayton, Broward County, especially in Broward County, you know, being a Plantation guy. And, you know, again, Miami needs to, you know, kind of inject some talent into that receiver room. And I think he's doing a good job already with some of these young kids. You know, we're talking about Jeremiah Smith, who's committed to Ohio State, Josiah Trader, Chance Robinson, those types of guys. Kevin Beard's got to land a couple of those guys. And I think he's already making a strong impression on those. And then even just, you know, on Greentree, I you know, watching him just teach these guys. You know, it seems like he's taking that approach of just being a teacher, a developer. And I, you know, just kind of, again, talking to people, it seems like that's what those guys need. And again, reviews on Kevin Beard have been awesome. Tim Harris Jr., you know, people talk about him like he's just a, you know, really just an incredible coach. I mean, I think that he's someone that can do a lot with that running back room. between Henry Parrish, Don Chaney. You know, he's inheriting some talent. He's going to get Mark Fletcher and one of the nation's fastest prospects, and Christopher Johnson, here over the summer months. And, you know, Tim Harris Jr., again, I think he's the right guy at the right time, and someone that, again, Dade County kid, Miami alum. I was looking at the track All-American list, you know, like the wall that they have outside of Green Tree Practice Field, and you see Tim Harris Jr.'s name on there quite a bit. So, again, someone that's coming home, and I think, you know, takes pride in being a Hurricane. Same goes for Kevin Beard, and I think both those guys understand what it takes to make this program great, and I think that they're two awesome additions to that offensive staff.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, especially, you know, you look at Tim Harris, who, you know, is a coach's son and somebody who grew up around it. And he showed what he could do when he was at Booker T winning a title and being, you know, Gus Malzahn, who's an offensive-minded guy, and being his co-coordinator up at UCF and kind of getting his feet wet. I really am excited about this coaching staff. I think that the one thing that Mario Cristobal came aboard, and I think the one question he asked me when I first talked to him, he asked me, you get all this talent here, what do you think the problem is? And I said, well, nobody's coached these guys up. And don't think that's going to be a problem. I don't think that's going to be a problem now. They got everybody in place. Gabby, thanks so much for taking the time. Let everybody know how they could follow you on your social media as well as your website.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Larry. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at GabbyUrugia247. You can follow our work at InsideView.com. You know, again, daily practice reports, recruiting coverage, all that type of stuff. We got everyone all covered for all your Miami Hurricanes news. So, you know, definitely you can follow us along there.
Good stuff. I appreciate you, man. Thanks so much. You know we'll run into each other again.
Absolutely, Larry. Very soon. Thank you so much.
Good stuff. Anytime. Gabby Urrutia closes out hour number one. It was a good one. Don't forget, we have four more guests coming up. Vic Balmaceda will lead it off at 9:05.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.